One other announcement I want to take just a little bit of time to explain and talk about is an action taken at the Voters Assembly on Sunday, which was to no longer record in detail all of the communicants and how many times people have communed during the year. Along with that, they also decided that we would no longer have the book that many of you are used to signing in for who's coming to communion. I want to explain kind of the history of this a little bit and what I see going on with this. And please, if you're concerned about this or upset about it, come talk to me, give me a call, and I'd be happy to talk more with you about it and hear your concerns, because it is kind of a big change for us. We've done this for a long time. The origins of this are very simple and much better, in fact. The origins are the fact that it's the practice of our church that nobody is admitted to the Lord's Supper without first being examined and absolved. And in the time of the Reformation, this was very important to them because they didn't want people coming unworthily, in an unworthy manner, the very thing we're learning about in Catechism this week, to come to eat the Lord's Supper in a harmful way to them. And also that Christians need help. We all need help from each other. And the pastor in particular is the shepherd of his congregation. And so it was the practice that before people came to communion, they would go to see their pastor, to confess their sins, to be forgiven by him, and he would have a chance to examine them, to help them, to teach them, to be a pastor to them and to care for them. Over time, it became more and more kind of routine. In time, the confession of sins fell away and it became more of an announcement, hey, pastor, we want to come to communion. For a while, pastors were strict and you had to come, of course, every time just for yourself, and he might talk to you for a while, quiz you on the catechism even. Soon after that, it was just somebody from the family ought to come and talk with the pastor. Usually the kids would get sent. Then after a while, it was just pop your head in the pastor's office before Sunday. Eventually it became what you've probably seen at other churches, either like a fellowship pad where you sign your name in, or exactly what we have, just people sign their names and it's a record, and we're keeping records almost just to keep records. I think that may be what's happened in our church at this point. Since the people who've been doing a good job of taking those records are ready to pass the job on, and since the congregation felt that we didn't need to just keep records for records' sake, that's why the congregation made the choice to stop doing this. So it's out today. Old habits die hard. It may pop out there again. But if you don't sign it, that's all right. What is the benefit of having these records? As a pastor, I think the greatest benefit is I have another way besides my eyes to go back and to say, who's missing? Who has run away? What sheep is lost and needs us as a whole congregation and me as the pastor to go bring them back, help them? And we're fortunate enough that we are a small family, and it's pretty easy for all of us to see who's missing, who's not coming to the Lord's Supper, who's not being fed. We can all work to help bring those people back. And for me as a pastor, I found myself never looking at those records because I know who's here, I know who's not, and I go and take care of them. Like I said, the one very valuable part about this whole practice, and it has changed over time, the one really valuable part was not that we had everybody sign in, but that there was a chance for every Christian regularly to be absolved by the pastor and to be instructed and helped and cared for as a Christian, and urged, in fact, to go to the Lord's Supper and to receive this gift for the full forgiveness that Jesus offers it for. So while we're getting rid of this, something I would like to do is to make a big effort this year to come and to meet with all of the members of our congregation, especially those who are regularly here, as well as those who may have, in fact, fallen away and need to be called back to the flock, to talk about this very thing, about eating and drinking the Lord's Supper in repentance and faith for the forgiveness of sins and in the unity of a true confession, to be a good pastor to you and to care for you in this way. So that's something that I'll be coming around to visit with everybody, to talk about the Lord's Supper, talk about how you use it to strengthen your faith and to find comfort in the forgiveness of sins and the sacrifice of Jesus only for you. And I think that's actually what our forefathers had intended with this whole practice of registering for communion, is that they wanted consciences to be cared for. So that, I think, we're going to try and increase. The record-keeping may disappear a bit, but I will still be your pastor. And I want to go after the sheep that are missing. And we're fortunate enough that we're small enough, I can see who those people are. So again, if you have any questions or concerns, please come to me. You can be mad about it even, I'll be happy to hear your concerns and help in any way I can.